That thinking was so out of the box at that time. It was very nonconformist.
So how was Amazon so different from the start? The ideas in this letter would become the centerpiece of Amazon's relationship with Wall Street for the next two decades. A relationship so unique that it gave Amazon a competitive advantage over nearly every company that came before it. I'm Jason Del Rey, and this is Land of the Giants, The Rise of Amazon. On this episode, how Amazon and Jeff Bezos built that relationship with Wall Street and then capitalized on it to the maximum. Amazon turned a business with no profits into a Wall Street darling. You're going to hear this story from people who helped create that relationship and who were literally in the room at the very start of it. Try, for a minute, to forget the Amazon of today. Let's go back to the mid-90s. Google didn't even exist. Mark Zuckerberg, he was a preteen. And the hot companies?
I was involved in the IPO of Netscape and was involved in covering America Online.
Here's Mary Meeker again.
This is a browser. This is an America Online 5 1/4 inch floppy disk. You can put that in your computer and then you can connect with your friends on your personal computer.
These days, Meeker is a venture capitalist, but she started her career as a Wall Street analyst. She became famous as one of the earliest supporters of tech companies, so much so that she earned the nickname Queen of the Internet. Each year, she delivers a presentation on internet trends, and people rush to check it out. That began in 1995, when she wrote her first internet report.
And we were trying to figure out what were the underpinnings, what is the internet, what might it become.
The report listed Amazon.com as one of the coolest commerce sites on the internet. Seriously, the report used the word coolest. Meeker met Jeff Bezos soon afterwards at Amazon's Seattle warehouse. The company had only just started selling books at the time.
And Jeff took me on a tour of the warehouse, which was a large room with gray metal racks filled with a bunch of books. It was certainly a ragtag operation in a part of town where the rents were really low. And on the impression side, Jeff seemed to have that combination of missionary zeal, and he had a lot of showmanship.
By 1997, that zeal and showmanship would become widely apparent. In his first letter to shareholders, Bezos expressed an unusual degree of candor. Unlike most other CEOs, he didn't promise to deliver on the typical expectations of Wall Street. He wrote that the, quote, fundamental measure of our success